It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA released their weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report Monday afternoon, and there was a few surprises in this report. Biggest one being soybeans. We'll talk about the numbers after this break.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
Monday afternoon's weekly crop progress crop condition ratings report was a little bit of mixed information as far as the markets were concerned. It turned out to be friendly to the wheat and to the corn, but a little bit negative to soybeans. As far as wheat is concerned, winter wheat conditions dropped 1%, which is 1% more than expected by the trade. That puts conditions at 34% good to excellent. The states that we saw decreases, of course, Illinois dropped by 5% to be 67% good to excellent. Kansas dropped 6% to 32% good to excellent. Oklahoma dropped 2 to 10% good to excellent. And we did see Texas drop 2% to 15% good to excellent. Now, on the good category, we did see Colorado improve by 4 to 16% good to excellent. Montana increased by 6 to 27% good to excellent. And we did see Washington increased 6%. That crop is now 90% good to excellent. That's one of the best looking winter wheat crops in a long time as far as the white wheat is concerned. Now taking a look at heading, 11% of the crop is now headed versus 7 average. Spring wheat planting is now at 6% complete versus 7 average. North Dakota's got 1% in the ground. Barley has got 13% planted versus 10 average. Again, North Dakota only being at 1%. Now, where the surprise, well, corn acreage, as far as planting progress, 5% of the corn is now planted versus 4% average. Pretty close to average. But looking at soybeans, 6% of the crop has been planted, all of it last week, and that's 4% ahead of average. So it does look like the soybeans are getting planted quicker and a little bit more timely than what we're seeing as far as the wheat and the corn. That was a little bit negative on the soybean side. Overall, though, the report was neutral to a little bit friendly for corn and for wheat.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.